Welcome to the Space Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, China's Mars rover Zhurong finds possible shoreline of ancient red planet ocean. Second, NASA is assessing options for faster, cheaper Mars sample return missions. Third, NASA's Hubble reveals how the Large Magellanic Cloud defied galactic destruction. Fourth, NASA satellites reveal a sharp decline in global freshwater since 2014. Fifth, United States and Russian officials disagree over the International Space Station leak severity. Sixth, watch live as a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launches from Kennedy Space Center with a mystery mission. Lastly, we have insights from the Juno spacecraft's data on auroral three-dimensional structure retrieval. In today's top story, China's Zhurong rover, part of the Tianwen-1 mission, has made an intriguing discovery on Mars that could reshape our understanding of the planet's history. Data collected by the rover suggests the presence of an ancient shoreline, hinting at a massive ocean that may have once covered Mars's northern hemisphere billions of years ago. Zhurong, which has been exploring the Utopia Planitia region since its landing in 2021, used a combination of its onboard cameras and ground-penetrating radar, along with remote sensing data from orbiting satellites, to identify various water-related features such as crater-like pitted cones, troughs, sediment channels, and mud volcano formations. These findings support the long-standing hypothesis that Mars once had a significant body of water and suggest an ocean existed approximately 3.68 billion years ago. The team of scientists led by Bo Wu from Hong Kong Polytechnic University published their findings in the journal Scientific Reports, revealing that water-related minerals, like hydrated silica, began forming on the ocean bed during this period. This ancient ocean eventually froze, etching out a shoreline before drying up around 260 million years later. The discovery not only bolsters the theory of a Martian ocean, but also opens up discussions about its possible evolutionary scenario. However, some experts remain skeptical. Benjamin Cardenas from Pennsylvania State University cautions that erosion over billions of years could have erased signs of such a shoreline. Meanwhile, Wu notes that asteroid impacts might have resurfaced portions of the shoreline detected by Zhurong. The implications of this discovery are profound, as the presence of water is a key ingredient for life. An ancient ocean on Mars suggests the planet might have once harbored conditions favorable for microbial life. Scientists are eager to understand how Mars lost its water, with theories suggesting that solar storms from a young sun played a role in stripping away the planet's atmosphere. Some of Mars's water may have also seeped underground, as indicated by data from NASA's InSight lander. Now let's move on to some exciting mission updates. NASA is currently evaluating options to streamline its ambitious Mars sample return campaign. This multi-spacecraft effort aims to collect and bring back samples from the Martian surface, which are being gathered by the Perseverance rover. The goal is to make the mission faster and more cost-effective, while still collaborating with the European Space Agency, which is developing an orbiter to transport the samples from Mars to Earth. Jeff Gramling, the director overseeing this project, mentioned that NASA is reviewing 11 proposals from various sources, both inside and outside the agency. These proposals focus on reducing costs and accelerating the timeline for returning the samples. NASA hopes to finalize a plan by the end of the year, which would be a significant step forward in this groundbreaking mission. The Mars sample return mission is crucial for understanding the red planet's history and potential for past life. By analyzing these samples on Earth, scientists can employ sophisticated instruments not available on spacecraft, providing deeper insights into Mars's geological and possibly biological history. This endeavor marks an unprecedented collaboration between NASA and the European Space Agency, showcasing the importance of international partnerships in space exploration. In today's Discoveries segment, we dive into a fascinating cosmic tale captured by NASA's Hubble Space Telescope. The Large Magellanic Cloud, or LMC, one of our closest galactic neighbors, has just survived a perilous encounter with the Milky Way's massive gaseous halo. This dwarf galaxy, visible in the southern night sky, has emerged from this cosmic scrape far worse for wear, having lost most of its halo of gas. The encounter, which astronomers describe as a dramatic tale of survival, resulted in the LMC's halo being stripped away by a process known as ram pressure stripping. Picture the Milky Way as a giant hairdryer blowing away the LMC's gas as it passes through. This interaction left the LMC with a halo about 10 times smaller than those of galaxies of similar mass, yet it retained enough gas to continue forming new stars. The Hubble Space Telescope played a crucial role in this discovery by analyzing the ultraviolet light from 28 distant quasars that shine like lighthouse beacons across the universe. By observing how this light was absorbed by the LMC's remaining gas, scientists were able to measure the size of its halo accurately. This study is a testament to Hubble's unique capabilities, allowing astronomers to probe the cosmic interactions of galaxies in ways not possible from Earth-based telescopes. Despite the loss, the LMC's survival is attributed to its significant mass, about 10% of the Milky Way's, which allowed it to hold onto a portion of its halo. This encounter not only provides insights into the LMC's resilience, but also serves as a natural laboratory for understanding galaxy interactions in the early universe. As the LMC moves back into deep space, scientists will continue to study its halo, particularly the region where it collides with the Milky Way's halo. The investigation into the LMC's halo is ongoing, with future research set to explore the front side of the halo that has yet to be studied. This research will delve into the region where the LMC's halo and the Milky Way's halo compress against each other, akin to two balloons pressing together. Such studies not only unravel the complexities of galactic interactions, but also shed light on the dynamic processes that shape our universe. In a significant revelation, NASA satellites have detected a sharp decline in global freshwater since 2014, raising concerns about the planet's water resources. This decline has been linked to climate change and poses a serious challenge to water availability worldwide. From 2015 to 2023, data collected by the Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment, or GRACE, satellites showed that the amount of fresh water stored on land, which includes lakes, rivers, and groundwater, was 290 cubic miles lower than the average recorded between 2002 and 2014. That's equivalent to losing 2.5 times the volume of Lake Erie. The GRACE satellites, a joint mission between NASA and the German Aerospace Center, track changes in Earth's gravity to reveal fluctuations in water mass. The first GRACE satellites operated from 2002 to 2017, while the GRACE follow-on satellites launched in 2018 continue this crucial monitoring. Researchers noted that the decline in freshwater began with a severe drought in northern and central Brazil, followed by significant droughts across Australasia, South America, North America, Europe, and Africa. These events were linked to unusually warm ocean temperatures in the tropical Pacific, contributing to a major El Niño event from late 2014 to 2016. Despite the El Niño subsiding, global freshwater levels have not recovered, with 13 of the 30 most intense droughts recorded by the GRACE satellites occurring since 2015. Scientists believe that climate change may be driving this ongoing depletion. NASA meteorologist Michael Bosilovich explains that global warming increases both evaporation and the atmosphere's capacity to hold moisture, amplifying drought conditions. Extreme precipitation events result in runoff rather than replenishing groundwater, exacerbating water shortages. The study warns of significant pressure on communities and agriculture due to dwindling water supplies, potentially leading to famine, conflict, poverty, and disease. The 2024 United Nations report on water stress underscores the urgency of addressing these challenges. While the exact link between global warming and freshwater decline remains uncertain, the correlation is clear. Hydrologist Susanna Wirth, not involved in the study, highlights the uncertainties in climate models and measurements, emphasizing the need for continued research. As we face an uncertain future regarding freshwater availability, these findings highlight the critical importance of understanding and mitigating climate change impacts to ensure sustainable water resources for future generations. NASA and Roscosmos officials are currently at odds over the severity of an air leak aboard the International Space Station. This disagreement centers around a leak in a Russian-controlled section of the space station, specifically in the service module transfer tunnel. NASA is concerned that this could lead to a catastrophic failure, while Roscosmos does not perceive the risk to be as severe. The issue has been ongoing since 2019, with both agencies aware of the leak but unable to agree on the extent of the threat it poses. The International Space Station is divided into separate but interconnected Russian and American sections, and astronauts have been keeping the affected area sealed off to manage the risk. According to a report from NASA's Office of the Inspector General, the leak rate increased to its highest level earlier this year, prompting concerns about the station's structural integrity. NASA officials have highlighted the need for further repairs and upgrades, which could become challenging as suppliers decrease or cease production of necessary components. The differing assessments of the situation became more public following a recent meeting of the NASA Advisory Committee. Bob Cabana, chair of the committee, noted that while the Russian side believes operations are safe, they cannot provide evidence to satisfy NASA's concerns. Conversely, NASA's concerns are not fully convincing to Roscosmos. The cracks causing the leaks are minute, often located in areas where utilities connect, making them difficult to access for repairs. Both NASA and Roscosmos teams are investigating the root causes of these cracks, but there is no consensus on their origin or the potential consequences. To resolve the impasse, American officials are advocating for a team of independent experts to evaluate the situation. Despite the challenges, a meeting in September between NASA and Roscosmos was described as very successful, indicating some progress in cooperative efforts to address the issue. In our Mission Updates segment today, we're highlighting an exciting event from Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket carrying a mysterious payload known as Optus X. This launch has sparked considerable interest as the exact nature of the payload remains undisclosed, adding an element of intrigue to the mission. The Falcon 9, known for its reliability and reusability, lifted off from the historic launch complex, marking another significant milestone for SpaceX. The booster, which is part of SpaceX's efforts to reduce space travel costs, successfully returned to Earth, landing on the drone ship, "Of Course I Still Love You," stationed in the Atlantic Ocean. While the details of the Optus X payload are shrouded in secrecy, it's speculated to be a communications satellite, possibly for the Australian telecommunications company Optus. This has led to widespread curiosity and speculation among space enthusiasts and industry experts alike. SpaceX's continued success with the Falcon 9 demonstrates its pivotal role in commercial spaceflight, offering a reliable platform for a variety of missions, including those with undisclosed objectives. The company's ability to launch, land, and reuse rockets efficiently is a testament to their innovation and leadership in the space industry. In today's research segment, we're delving into a fascinating study on Jovian auroras, those mesmerizing light displays on Jupiter, which are the most powerful in our solar system. Researchers have used data from the Juno spacecraft's ultraviolet spectrograph to explore the vertical structure of these auroras in unprecedented detail. The study, published in Astronomy and Astrophysics, reveals insights into how deep the magnetospheric electrons penetrate into Jupiter's atmosphere to create these stunning auroral displays. While previous observations, including those by the Hubble Space Telescope, have provided some insights into the horizontal features of these auroras, this new research focuses on their vertical structure. By analyzing the data, scientists mapped the three-dimensional volume emission rate structure of Jovian auroras, both in the northern and southern regions of the planet, across several orbits of the Juno spacecraft. For instance, during one particular perigeuve, or close approach to Jupiter, they discovered that the average altitude of the peak auroral emission in the polar regions is around 250 kilometers for a monoenergetic electron distribution and approximately 190 kilometers for a kappa distribution. This study's findings are consistent with measurements from the Galileo probe and the Hubble Space Telescope, enhancing our understanding of the complex dynamics of Jupiter's auroral regions. The research highlights the significance of Juno's observations in providing a deeper understanding of these vertical structures and how they vary with different electron energy distributions. Moreover, the study examined the variability of the kappa parameter, which influences the vertical structure of the auroral emissions. While the impact on the vertical structure was minimal, the variability did affect the amplitude of the volume emission rate, suggesting changes in the thermal structure and chemical composition of Jupiter's atmosphere in these regions. In our Tech Advances segment today, we're diving into the sophisticated communication systems that NASA uses to stay connected with Artemis 1 during its missions. As you may know, Artemis 1 is a crucial part of NASA's plan to return humans to the moon, and effective communication is key to its success. NASA relies on the Deep Space Network, or DSN, a global network of large radio antennas to maintain communication with Artemis 1. The DSN is strategically located in three places around the world: Goldstone in California, Madrid in Spain, and Canberra in Australia. This geographic distribution ensures that NASA can maintain constant contact with Artemis 1 no matter where it is in space. The Deep Space Network doesn't just facilitate communication, it also allows for precise navigation and tracking of the spacecraft. By sending and receiving signals to and from Artemis 1, NASA can determine its exact position and trajectory, ensuring the mission stays on course. These communication systems are designed to handle the vast distances and challenging conditions of space. The signals sent from Artemis 1 travel at the speed of light, but due to the sheer distance, there can be a delay of several seconds to minutes, depending on where the spacecraft is in its journey. To manage these challenges, NASA employs advanced technologies, including phased array antennas and sophisticated data processing algorithms, to enhance the quality and reliability of the communication links. This ensures that critical data, such as telemetry and scientific findings, are transmitted accurately and efficiently back to Earth. The Artemis 1 mission is a testament to NASA's cutting-edge communication capabilities, paving the way for future crewed missions to the moon and beyond. As Artemis 1 ventures further into space, these systems will be crucial in supporting the mission's objectives and ensuring the safety and success of future Artemis missions. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Space News Daily Brief. If you enjoyed it, hit follow in your podcast app and share it with a fellow space enthusiast. We're expanding our lineup of Daily Brief shows. Have an idea? Check out the link in the show notes.